Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
So Salisbury University is launching a summer tutoring program focused on math and reading skills for K through 8 students per university official news release. So kindergarten through 8th grade, SU, looks like a good look coming out of Wicomico County.
Very nice.
In Worcester County, Berlin's Second Friday Art Stroll is coming up this month, and it's going to feature a pop-up gallery showcasing youth artists confirmed through the Berlin Chamber of Commerce announcements. Okay. And in Sussex County, Fenwick Island's new surf school reports strong enrollment numbers for summer beginner lessons per official surf school website and the local tourism board. You know, like, I know throughout Ocean City, there's, you know, places you can take surfing lessons. I think Endless Summer had something. Shout out to our buddy Brian Stair. Yeah. I know he did, like, bodyboarding lessons through Cape Coast.
I love seeing the pictures, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, he's a man, Brian Stair. Awesome. Shout out to him. I miss him. Some travel stuff. Some travel deals. I don't know if you guys are talking about flying at all, but regional airlines are offering midweek discounts from Salisbury, Ocean City, Wicomico Regional Airport to Boston and Philadelphia with fares starting at $79 round trip. Now, I know flight prices can get kind of crazy, and we were actually looking up some flight prices around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy flight prices. But right now, regional airlines, midweek discount, Salisbury, Ocean City, Wicomico Airport to Boston and Philadelphia with fares starting at $79 round trip.
That's what's up.
Fenwick Inn. I don't know if you guys have ever been to that hotel, real nice hotel in Ocean City.
Very nice.
Yeah, they're continuing to offer the Father's Day weekend special package, including beach cruiser rentals and late checkout. And that's coming from the hotel official site. So you can take advantage of that.
Out.
Maybe you're looking for a staycation. Maybe you're coming in town. But shout out to the Fenwick Inn, real nice hotel and a classic place in Ocean City. And we've talked about going camping before. Mm-hmm. You say you've been camping. You've been like in the tent camping. I do the trailer.
I've been glamping as well, but that's really the only camping I will do anymore is the glamping.
Well, local camper van rental companies report an increased demand for beach camping trips around Assateague and Chincoteague Island.
I bet.
It's great.
I bet.
If you're looking for something to do, that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. And my buddy Rob, they go camping, him and his family, every year on Assateague. They have one weekend a year that they take like a long weekend and they go camping on Assateague. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the things they do in the summer.
Yeah.
And there's a company that you can call and they will come to Assateague or wherever you're camping. They will set the camper up for you. So all you do is just show up.
Oh, I like that.
And then they'll come and they'll have, I mean, you got to clean it up or whatever, your mess, but then they'll break it down and you just pay them and that's it. Like, you don't got to do nothing. Like, they'll come, they'll bring it there, they'll drop it off, they'll set it up for you, and you just show up.
Send me those details.
Yeah. But
that's what I like.
Yeah, the increased demand for beach camping trips. They got special weekend rates at Assateague and Chincoteague. And that's confirmed from rental company websites and the tourism board. But that's definitely something to do if you're looking for, you know, long weekend or something like that. If it don't rain, if it'll stop the damn raining in the fog.
Rain and fog.
A rain. Stupid rain. This is pretty interesting, pretty cool. Some local social media buzz. A viral TikTok video showing dolphins swimming near Assateague has garnered over 1.2 million views, drawing increased interest in the local, tourism.
Aww.
Verified via TikTok analytics and local news coverage. So
nice.
If you haven't seen it, TikTok video going viral about dolphins swimming near Assateague. So that's pretty cool.
That is so neat.
Also, Facebook posts showcase a 15-year-old from Snow Hill catching a large rockfish at the Oceanic Pier. Held by locals as one of the season's most impressive youth catches.
Wow.
So that's another viral post going around on Facebook. And Dumpster's Dairyland. Look, let me just tell you something.
One of your faves, right?
Bryce and I, No, Dumpsters is the best. I don't care what y'all say.
Oh, you have him hooked too?
Oh, he says it all the time. Hooked. Yes, he loves Dumpsters. Like, he'll tell you right away, oh, Dumpsters is the best. They are.
You got him hooked.
I mean, it's classic.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Dumpsters, they got a new purple soft serve. And there's a hashtag that's going viral, hashtag purple twist OC. And it's trending among summer visitors eager to try the new unique flavor. So you can check out the official website.
Yeah.
And there's also like social media influencers, you know, trying it, doing reviews and all that.
Yes.
But it's hashtag purple twist OC, brand new ice cream from Dumpsters.
I like that.
So speaking of food, Hoopers. We love Hoopers. They have the all-you-can-eat crabs. Mm-hmm. You guys go there, locals, tourists, all that. Shout out to Hoopers. They've launched a new late-night Shuck and Sip Friday happy hours. All right, featuring dollar oysters and live music on the dock. So make sure you go check it out. A lot of local food blogs are blogging about it.
Okay.
But Hoopers, and they also, you know, like the all-you-can-eat crabs, mm-hmm. you can't beat that. Alley-Oops has a brand new Big Wave Burger. It's a three-patty seafood and beef mashup topped with crab dip and crispy onions on a pretzel bun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I would try it.
Yeah.
I would.
I don't know about the three patties, though.
I would do it.
That's a lot.
I would. I like it. I like a lot.
My eyes sometimes are bigger than my stomach.
No, I like it. I do.
Three patties, though?
I want it the way they make it.
Okay.
Yep.
How about the fractured prune?
Delish.
You know, we talk about that being like the best donuts ever. Mm-hmm. Well, the Fractured Prune is debuting its June donut flavor, Boardwalk Breeze.
Okay.
It's inspired by coastal cocktails and features lemon glaze and graham cracker dust. So
that's the part that gets you hooked is the graham cracker.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love me some Fractured Prune. I ain't gonna lie.
Graham cracker on anything just takes it to the next level.
I love me some Fractured Prune.
Yum.
The OC Walk Smart campaign is back, promoting pedestrian safety and free reflective gear giveaways and safe crossing demonstrations on the boardwalk coming up this weekend. So, again, the OC Walk Smart campaign coming up this weekend. Also, the Salisbury Public Library kicks off a summer reading program with storytime sessions and visits from local authors.
Oh, good.
And the Salisbury River Walks is going to be hosting a free sunrise yoga and meditation walk coming up on Saturday morning, promoting community health and wellness.
That's nice. I've always thought about doing that yoga. Try it out. Why are you laughing? Why are you making that face?
No, I'm not. That's good.
I've always wanted to try it.
That's good. I can just see you doing yoga now.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Because tell you me. Always say, oh, you know.
I just thought I should try it one time and see if I like it, see if I enjoy it. And, it might be a thing, might not.
No, it could be a thing.
I just wanted to try it out.
I don't know. I just know you. Like, I feel like you would be like a one and done.
It might, maybe.
Not because you couldn't do it.
Maybe.
Because you.
It might be that way. I just
like you were with the 5K.
Yeah, the 5K, that got me. That got me good.
No, you know what? I'm going to encourage you.
The 5K got me.
But I'm going to encourage you to do the yoga.
I can walk it.
So, the 5K?
Yeah, I was fine walking.
Okay.
But
there's nothing wrong with walking.
It was the running part got me.
Yeah, oh, of course.
It did. The back of my legs, everything. I was done.
I went out.
When I tell you I was done, I was done.
On Father's Day, we got home. And we picked up Bryce in the afternoon. He was at a basketball tournament and he got home and he said, Dad, you want to play with me? Mm-hmm. Well,
of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, and we haven't played basketball in a while. So I did. And he stepped his game up.
He got you.
Yeah.
Your body felt it.
Well, he stepped his game up and he's like, you're not playing defense. Well, why don't you play? I said, Bryce, I'm trying. Yeah. I said, I am. I'm tired. Yes. He was like getting frustrated with me because he's like, you're not playing defense.
Yeah.
And I said, I am playing defense. He's like, well, can you be serious about it? And I'm like, I am.
He wanted you to like really, really step your game up, but you weren't really trying.
Yeah.
He was calling you out.
Yeah. And I was actually like, just because I was like gassed.
You were spent.
Yeah, and he's like balling, and I'm like, he's solid, and yeah. So
You were like, yeah.
When you watch kids out on the basketball court, and he's 15.
Yeah.
So when you watch 15-year-olds, like we had Corey in yesterday, you know, the AAU teams and the travel teams and the high school teams, it's not like a relaxed game.
Mm-hmm.
It's an intense physical game.
Right. And he wanted you.
And he wanted me to be intense and physical.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you're just thinking it's just like, oh, let's shoot some hoops.
Yes.
And it wasn't that.
No.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. And I knew it wasn't going to be. But when he says 1v1, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. He's ready. He's ready.
Yeah. 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 It was fun. No, we did have a lot of fun.
I know it was fun.
And I was like, but he got me.
I'm sure you were feeling it.
He got me. He got me. And I came in, like, my shirt was all wet.
Yeah.
You know? So Tracy was like, wow, look at you. 9:00.